they could join us this morning. Let's give them a hand. What a wonderful wedding we had last week in the reception. I'll tell you, I've never seen Sister Wavine smile so much. It's so good to see them here. But they wrote a letter to the church. They said, "My husband and I want to take a moment and let you know how much you are appreciated. Thank you for your participation in our wedding, either spiritually, materially, financially, or by just being there in your presence. Thank you for your kindness and for being wonderful and amazing people. We're so blessed to have you in our life. God bless you all, Sister Wavine and Brother Ebenezer." Amen. I tell you, that's what the body of Christ is. I tell you, we are one family in Him. Amen. We are another announcement I want to make too, and we can keep announcing this. Of course, me and the family, keep us in your prayers. We're starting to travel over to New Mexico for a couple of weeks for Christmas vacation to be with the family there. So we won't be in attendance here for the Watch Night service. Brother Aaron Roberts, he'll be leading the singing for Watch Night. So if you have a special, a group special, a single special, get with Brother Aaron. So he'll be compiling a list of the ones that will be singing for the Watch Night service. And we'll keep announcing that as well. We have a birthday today, Sister Esther Black, but I don't think she's up here. So maybe a little later we can sing happy birthday to her when she's here in our presence. Let's sing that chorus, "He Touched Me." And we're going to ask Brother Colley, if he would, to come for the responsive reading. And we'll just worship the Lord, take your time while the others are getting ready downstairs for the skit this morning. Have you been touched by God? I tell you, when He touches your heart, He comes by your way, you never can stay the same. Amen. Oh, He touched me. I was shackled by a heavy burden, and 'neath the load of guilt and shame, and then the hand of Jesus touch me. Oh, we can all testify that. And now I am no longer the same. Oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul, because something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me met this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, you can never cease to praise Him enough. I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul, because something happened, and now I know He touched.
touch me and made me whole.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God, always, for touching me. Had a little incident. It's Tuesday. I looked like a prize fighter that had lost the fight. But just in a matter of a few days, the Lord took care of it. And thank Him for it. And I can see out of my eye well enough to drive and to read and to do everything. So just thank God that He's so merciful to us and bless us and take care of us all times. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 91 and just ask the Lord to bless the reading and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and thankful to you, Lord, that you're ever with us, you're ever kind and merciful. Lord, Satan may come against us. Lord, we know that you're there, that you heal us and bring us through all type of trials and tribulations. So, God, we're so grateful for you, to you for that. And we ask you to guide us this day and to bless our hearts, Father. And all your word will come into us, Lord, and let us know for a surety that you are who you say you are. Lord, and bless this service this morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read from Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth in
day. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Only with thy eyes.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, thou shalt trample on the feet.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him with long life and will satisfy him and show him thy salvation. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. What a promise we have. I love that chapter. I've heard so many stories, even in the time of war. Those commanders would quote that every time before they'd go out to battlefield, not losing one. God is faithful to his word. Amen. Brother, would you come and take the offering this morning? I believe we have it over here. Amen. The brothers in the back, if they could pull up that song, Worthy is the Lamb. We'll sing a couple of worship songs while they're still preparing to come upstairs. He's definitely worthy this morning. Amen. And I hope you count him worthy because he wants to come and live in your life. He's made us worthy by what he did at Calvary. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid. Bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. And thank you for the now pierced hands. Wash me with your cleansing flow, and now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. Oh, high and lifted up, Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. And thank you for the cross, Lord. And thank you for the price you paid. Bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave of me. Oh, what amazing grace. Thank you for your love, Lord. And thank you for the me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Oh, worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. Oh, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Sing it to him with all your heart. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Oh, the splendor of a king. Yes, he's clothed with majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. And he wraps himself in light. Oh, darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, oh, how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Spirit and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, oh how, oh he's great this morning. Just praise him with all your heart. Our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and I will sing how great is our God. He's the name above all names. Oh, he's the name above all names, and worthy is all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, he's the name above all names, and he's worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, he's great in the midst this morning. Our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all of this, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, this morning for your presence. Oh, sing how great you are. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will sing how great is our God. Hallelujah. Oh, just give him praise this morning. Oh, we just come to glorify his name this morning. His presence is so sweet among us. Amen. Let's sing a couple of courses before they come out. If one of them, Brother Terrence, you want to check and see if they're ready to come out this morning? I haven't seen no one give me the signal yet. Let's sing that chorus, I Just Come to Glorify His Name in the Key of F. We just come to glorify him, amen. We'll sing this and we'll have Brother Wade to come out and just introduce the ones that are ready to come up for the skit. Amen. You come to glorify him. We want him to receive all glory and all the efforts that we do. We just pray it's a blessing to you, speak to your heart. I don't know if you noticed the manger scene here. You know, Brother Branham talked about God's first Bible was the stars. And now you have it coming down in his third Bible, the flesh, to become your flesh. Amen. Through the birth of the word in our heart. Hallelujah. I just want to glorify your name. Oh, I just come to glorify your name.
tell it wherever I go.
God, a good clap of praise. Amen. Hate to leave this spirit of worship, but feels good up here. But we're going to have a play from our little brothers and little sisters. And I want to thank Brother Boyd and Sister Janet and all the ones that helped. Anna, I can't name them all, that helped. And they're going to put this play on for you. And then after the play is over, they're going to change clothes, and then after that's over, everybody needs to come back upstairs into the sanctuary. At some time, I'm going to be speaking for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll go down to the venue. Okay? Everybody got that? So when we get finished with the play, maybe we'll sing another song or two, and then I'll speak for about 15 minutes. I want to tell you some little things that's going on and for next year, and then speak to you just a moment. But God bless you. Thank you all for coming. And it's going to be packed, so make sure that when all the kids get in here and even when everybody comes back upstairs, just kind of get close because there won't be much room. But God bless you. I hope you enjoy the play. They've took a lot of time to put this thing on, so let's just stand and watch. God bless you. You may be seated.
Do you know?
Did you know that your
Ooh. everyone, and welcome to A Night in Bethlehem. My name is Mercy, and I'm 12 years old. In today's production, I played the part of the Virgin Mary. This is my costume, and it's supposed to be like what people wore about 2,000 years ago in a country called Israel.
Israel is on the other side of the world. That is where the baby Jesus was born all those years ago, in a little town called Bethlehem. And you know what? Bethlehem is still there today. Oh, it looks different now, of course. Instead of clothes like you will see us wearing, now they wear things like blue jeans and t-shirts. They have smartphones and the internet, just like we do. And of course, they drink Coke. Who doesn't like Coke? But today, we are going to recreate Bethlehem, just like it might have been on a special night a long, long time ago.
The night when Jesus, the Son of God, was born to a virgin, to Mary, I mean, to me, what would it have been like on that night over 2,000 years ago, on the other side of the world, in another country, in a little town called Bethlehem?
Did you also know that even though Jesus was born in a stable, and Mary wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, he was not a baby in a manger when the Magi or the three wise men arrived? Did you know that they did not arrive on the night of Jesus' birth? They arrived maybe a year and a half to 2 years after he was born. Matthew said they visited him in a house. Matthew also told us that King Herod found out that the Magi had been following the star leading them to Jesus for 2 whole years. So that is why King Herod had all the children 2 years old and under killed. So the night of Jesus' birth, the shepherds were there, but the wise men were still following the star to find him. Now, let's find out together what the angel told Mary as we journey back to a night in Bethlehem.
About 2,000 years ago, I was a young girl in Israel, and I was engaged to be married to a wonderful man who lived in our hometown of Nazareth. His name was Joseph. Joseph was a carpenter. Isn't he cute? One day before Joseph and I were married, an angel of the Lord appeared to me and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Well, Mary had absolutely no idea what the angel was talking about, and she was pretty terrified by seeing this angel. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
Mary felt much better after the angel had said this. She didn't feel afraid anymore. And then he went on to tell Mary that she was going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Said that Mary was to give birth to the baby named Jesus, and after that he told her that he would be great and he would be called the Son, the Most High. The angel also said the Lord God will give him the throne of Father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
That all sounded so wonderful. I felt really at peace. I just had one question. Excuse me, Mr. Angel, sir, how?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
Well, Mary didn't think that sounded too bad. In fact, she actually thought it sounded pretty wonderful. She found herself saying to the angel,
"I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said."
And then the angel left Mary, but she never forgot what the angel said to her. It changed her life forever.
Hi folks, my name is Luke, I am 9 years old, and today I'm going to be playing the role of Joseph, the man pledged to be married to Mary. You may be asking yourself, dude, what are you thinking? First, you're engaged to be married to a beautiful young woman, and then she is found to be pregnant before your wedding day. It sounds like a scandal to me. That was a pretty big deal back then. It can even be deadly, too.
So not wanting anything bad to happen to Mary, Joseph decided to divorce her quietly. Yeah, back then, even if you were just engaged, you had to actually get a divorce to call off the wedding. Well, one night after Joseph had made up his mind to do this, he had a dream. An angel from God appeared to him in his dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." That made Joseph feel a lot better right there. And then the angel went on and said, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he knew that he couldn't divorce Mary. I mean, God was doing something wonderful through her.
So I took her into my home to keep her safe, and all that was left to do was to wait until the Son of God was to be born.
Good evening. My name is Adam, and I'm 11 years old. Tonight, I'm playing the role of the innkeeper in the little town of Bethlehem. The innkeeper is in a very important part, you know, although he hardly ever gets the attention he deserves.
Hey, what about me? I'm Abby, and I'll be playing his wife.
Yes, that's right. And we'll try to spell it out for you in a way that you can understand. See, Mary went to stay with Joseph, and a decree was sent out to everyone in Israel that they had to return to the town of their ancestors, so that they could be counted to be taxed.
They didn't have phones or computers like we do now, so to be counted, they actually had to show up.
Now Joseph, Mary's husband, was a descendant of David, King David, and King David was from the innkeeper's town, Bethlehem. So Joseph had to come all the way to Bethlehem from Nazareth. Mary came with him, and that's when the innkeeper became the star of the show, and it's when he delivered his now famous line,
"There is no room in the inn." Here, watch. I'll show you.
Excuse me, sir.
Name?
I'm Joseph, and this is Mary. We need a place to stay for the night. Please?
Sorry, buddy, but there is no room in the inn.
Oh, but sir, please, we have walked over 70 miles to get here, and Mary is very, very tired.
Sorry, pal, I can't help you.
With all the visitors and out-of-towners, there's no place to put you. We're so sorry.
Please, sir, please. As you can see, Mary's going to have a baby. We think it may even be tonight.
Oh, no, a baby? We've got to find you some place to stay.
I see your problem. We've all got problems, don't we? I'll tell you what I can do. It's obvious you got a need here. Stable out back.
We'll take it. And also,
now Mary and Joseph were so excited that the innkeeper tried calming them as much as he could. He told them that it was not much, but at least it was shelter from the wind and the night air, and they would be able to have a little privacy. The innkeeper even threw in some clean hay for them, and Joseph immediately said,
"Well, take it. Thank you, and God bless you."
Did you hear that, honey? God bless you, he says.
Little did we know on that night, God was going to bless everyone. That special night in Bethlehem.
It was a tiny, simple stable, all beaten and worn. Hardly a place for a king to be born. He didn't choose someplace special. the manger of my heart. Let it live in me, let it start. Live inside this house of clay and mold it every day. Let your word be born in the manger of my heart. Now outwardly I'm nothing, not much to behold, unlikely the place for his word to unfold. But if I'll just yield this vessel and let him have his way, from glory unto glory, he'll change me day by day.
Hey there, my name is Eli. I am 8 years old. I act as a shepherd in this play.
Hey there, my name is Jonas and I am 9 years old. And shepherd is short for sheep herders.
Why Mary and Joseph were in the barn that night, the baby Jesus, the Son of God, was born, and Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
But don't look at us. We didn't know anything about it. Well, not when it happened anyways. But then an angel appeared to us. An angel from God.
And we were terrified, yet excited.
And the angel said,
"Do not be afraid, my friends. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Yeah, good news of great joy. That will be for all the people today in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
And the angel told the shepherds, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and laying in a manger." But that's not all. No, that's not all. Suddenly, a whole bunch of angels appeared with the first one, and they were all praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And the angel left them, and they all looked at each other and said,
"Dude, we gotta go see this.
Come on.
I'm free. There's nothing on my calendar. So let's go tell our friends, bro.
Come on, let's go."
Or as it said in the Bible, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that's happened that the Lord has told us about." And so they went, and they found the stable and the manger and the baby just like God had told them. And afterwards they went on into the town of Bethlehem, rejoicing and telling everyone who would listen what had happened. And everyone praised and glorified God for all that they had been told and all that they had seen.
Night in Bethlehem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Zach, and today I will be playing a wise man.
My name is Michael, and my beard is real.
My name is Levi. I'm with them.
We are, of course, all on the high honor roll, and we walked like 700 or 800 miles.
No, brother, more like 1,000 miles. But anyways, today we'll be portraying the three wise men of biblical fame. Kings, you might call us, although the Bible does not.
And there is no clear indication that there were only three of us. There may have been more, or less for that matter, but there were clearly three gifts, and so tradition has indicated that there were three of us.
And although we may have traveled alone, it is quite likely that there were others in our entourage. Servants, cooks, camel bearers, just to name a few possible others. The scriptures are not specific regarding a number. Oh, and don't forget our bodyguards.
Ah, there comes our entourage now.
We are seeking the one who is born King of the Jews.
We are too.
Have y'all found him?
Not yet. I hope we're not lost.
Lost? Didn't you just have to follow the North Star?
Yeah, when you get my age, your eyesight will go, and all the stars look the same.
Hey, guys, how about a pit stop? I could really do with a comfort stop.
No, I would feel more comfortable pushing on. You're always wanting to stop for something.
It's so fun riding these lumpy camels all day.
Look, that's your problem. You're riding an out-of-date, one-humped, dromedary camel. You should have gotten one like me. The latest model, deluxe twin hump, and premium fur.
Yeah, I think I'm going to trade mine in when I get home.
Thinking of trading mine in, too, and getting the camel of the future. It has three humps.
Three humps? What do you call a camel with three humps?
Hump three, Humphrey.
Anyway, we're stopping right up here. The camels can get water, and you can all get your bathroom break.
Okay, but let's not hang too long. You know what it's like when the locals see us coming. Oh, look, tourists!
Nevertheless, they arrived in Jerusalem seeking the one who was born King of the Jews. So what in the world led these important men all the way to Jerusalem? You see, they had seen his star in the east and knew that he'd been born. So they came to Israel to find him. They applied in Jerusalem first, knowing that the smartest and most learned men of the Jews resided there. They believed that the most likely place for their king to be born would be in their capital city. However, when they asked at the city gate, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews?" their Roman ruler, a despicable man named Herod, was quite upset. But the loathsome Herod was helpful in his own way. He inquired of the Jewish leaders about where their promised Messiah was to be born. And so they indicated that the Messiah was to be born in the town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem, of course, the ancestral home of their beloved King David. The Messiah was prophesied to be of the house and line of David. Of course he would be born there. Then Herod lied to everyone and told them that he would like to come and worship the newborn king as well. He asked them to come back and tell him when and where they found the child. Terrible man. He had no intention of worshiping the child. He was jealous and did not want him to live long enough to be king. Yes, that's what they found out later. Herod was going to have all children 2 years old and younger killed.
Sorry. I, King Herod, decree that all children 2 years younger must die.
But hold on, I'm getting ahead of myself. At any rate, they traveled on to Bethlehem. They followed the star they had seen, and it went on before them and shone down on the place where the young child lived. They followed this star for 2 years.
down on my knees and cry, holy, holy, holy. All I can do is fall down on my knees and cry, holy, holy, holy. All I can do is fall down on my knees and cry, holy, holy, holy. You are holy.
Hey, we also brought gifts.
Three gifts, remember?
Ah, yes. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And after they had delivered their gifts, they left to go back home to their own countries. But they did not go back through Jerusalem. No, not back to Herod. They were warned in a dream not to go back his way again. Instead, they went away in peace, having found the true King of Kings on a night in Bethlehem.
Yo. You got my number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that. We got
let me know.
Yeah, we'll get back to you.
Don't worry about it.
You
make sure you call.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. I promise we will.
See Tony with long hair. It took a lot, buddy. I wouldn't have done it, but you go right ahead. Boy, that was give him another hand. That was good. Good job. Good job. Oh, Merry Christmas to Mom and Dad. That's to you from the church. Amen. And all you that are watching at home, God bless you. Amen. Let's stand to our feet just for a second. And we won't be long because we're going to get out of here in just a few minutes. But I did want to say a few words, and let's thanks again for all the adults that participated in this and give up their Saturday yesterday to stand up here for the whole time and practice this play. So God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you give us. We pray now, Lord, that you would touch the ones, Lord, that were in the play, the ones that took their time out of the day, Lord, to participate. Lord, we pray that you'd give them a special blessing, Father, because we know it surely blessed us. Father, we thank you for all things and all the gift that you gave us, Father. We pray that you'd just be with us now in the furtherance of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I'm not going to do nothing special, so y'all go ahead and sit down, but just bring a few things. Just reflect a little bit on the past year. And I was thinking the other day, I wondered why it had to be Bethlehem. Brother Brown preached, you know, why a little Bethlehem? Well, I was reading in the sermon, and it had never dawned on me that why Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem. Did you ever think that? Did you ever think of it? If he'd have been born in Jerusalem, that was all Jews. But you know, Bethlehem was established by an Israeli general named Salmon. And his wife was Rahab, a Gentile. They had a boy named Boaz that married a girl named Ruth that was a Gentile. God came to save us all. So he put him in Bethlehem that was basically half Jew and half Gentile. Because the lineage, even David was in that lineage, and he was half Jew and half Gentile. We don't talk about that, but I always wonder why it was Bethlehem. And I read those quotes where Brother Brown said that Salmon had married Rahab and they were Gentiles. So it brought the Gentiles in. So why little Bethlehem? For me and you. For me and you. The Jews can have him in Jerusalem, that's fine, but the Gentiles were the bride. And oh my, if y'all didn't go to that wedding and that reception last weekend, I'm telling you. And y'all might think a lot of dancing was going on, but you know what? When we enter that city, we're going to be dancing. We'll sing and shout. We'll dance about. The Lamb will dry our tears. Boy, I was thinking about that when they come walking in, and everybody thought they was doing it so slow. I thought, man, come on, get up here, and let's get this thing going. But you know what? When you got an eternity, doesn't matter how long you walk in the city. But boy, when they got finished, that was beautiful. I really enjoyed being part of that wedding. It was great. Sister YB and Brother Ebenezer, good to see y'all again today. And God bless you. But I was thinking about them dancing, and I thought, man, what a dancing it'll be. We won't be calm, I'll promise you that. Because it'll be the bride had made herself ready. And we're going to walk in that city. We're going to walk in. I believe we'll run in, shout in, crawl in, any way we can get there is that city. So, but I want to admonish you that as we've been talking about the Son of Man, that we know that the Son of Man began as what they were talking about here, that was God in human flesh. And Brother Branham made this quote, and I want to re-quote it in my words, sorry. But the first wrapped gift that God ever gave us, God wrapped himself in flesh. Then Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. But the first gift to ever come was God wrapped in human flesh. That's the first gift. Now, what are you and I going to do about it? We've got to unwrap it. Amen. Today, when you get your gifts, you're just going to take them, and all y'all open gifts this morning downstairs, and are you just going to leave it wrapped up and then put it up on the shelf and say, boy, I got a nice gift. No, what's the first thing you do? Tear it open. Amen? So with this year coming up, let's tear it open. Hallelujah. Tear that gift open. And see God in human flesh in me and you. That's my admonishment to you, that we do that in this new year. The past year we've had trials. We've had sicknesses. We've had death. But we've had triumphs. We've had baptism. We've had baby dedications. We've had weddings. Amen? But we got a new year coming. This new year is going to be trials and triumphs. Amen? And I like what a man says one time talking about the stock market. He said, you know, he said, you just got to win more than you lose, because some days you're going to lose. Some days you're going to lose a battle, but you will not lose the war. The war is already won. We've already been through what we've been through this year, and we thank God that we're standing here today, all of us, with a purpose. I want you to realize you all have a purpose in this church. Every one of you have a purpose. Amen? Everybody, every one of you have a purpose. Whether you do anything but just show up and sit down in a seat, you have a purpose in this church. And thank God that the church is growing, and we want to continue to grow. We want to continue our mission work. We want to continue. Brother Luis is doing a wonderful job. How many are watching him? Some on Facebook. He baptized 7 people the other day. Amen. And Sister Christine, we were on a WhatsApp video the other night. I don't know what night it was, June. Thursday night, something like that, Friday night. But anyway, they had bought several $100 worth of, $200 worth of food, and they were going to feed 16 families for a month with that $200. And $40 of it was beans. But we can't even go to Walmart and buy 2 people something for a week with $200. But that's what God does. God multiplies the money. If we just give it to him and let him multiply it, we just need to give it to him and let him multiply it. But pray for Brother Luis. They're wearing him out over there. He's preaching about every day. And I told him, I said, you need to settle down some and take a day or two off, because it wears your body down. I was glad they did that in the Philippines. They'd give me 3 days on, 2 days off, 3 days on, 2 days off. And they did that because I'm a lot older than Brother Luis. So you didn't have to say, So anyway, and also this year I want to make it for you youth. The youth in this church is important. You see what happened here, and you see all what the, and listen, go back about 10 or 12 years ago and watch this again. Go back in the archives. You'll see little Jeffrey. Some of you weren't even born. You'll see little Zach, little Esther. You understand what I'm saying? And now you see them today, and they have their own children. They have children of their own. And we have people here that are coming to church, building their family here, and we surely appreciate that. We appreciate you. But yeah, look back and see. You'll see some of those. I was just thinking when they were doing that, you remember in 2006 when we did that youth camp in Alabama where we did the skit? Jeffrey was about 12. And now he's a grown man with children, and just everybody that, Amy and all the different ones, we thank you for coming. We thank you for being a part of the church. Thank you for being a part of the family of God, not just this church four walls, but a family of God that we can grow. And I promise you that we're going to try our best to make our youth available to every resource that we have in this church to do something for the youth, keep them together. And Amy, you remember those little times when we were little? Okay, all right, just wanted to make sure. But that's another generation, and this could be the next generation that we don't make it, but they will. But you know what? We're going to continue on as Brother John Durrett was saying the other day. Brother Brown said, if you're planting potatoes, plant potatoes. If you're building a house, listen, do what you want to do, what you need to do for the glory of the Lord this year. Amen. Don't just sit down on your hands and say, well, this is it. Right. No, just continue doing what the Lord gives us to do. Remember, put him first. Put the Lord first, and when you put him first, then everything else will work out. Amen. I want to thank all the ones. We're going to have our down at the venue, we're going to have our giving away of the coins and the officers. We're going to identify them down there. But I want to say thank you to everybody that we, like I said, we've had trials this year that we could have just all split apart and went home. But we're going to stick together. Yes. And we got a good core group. We've got a good group, older group and younger group. And you know what? When God builds a church, it will stand. I said when God builds a church. When man builds a church, which has never been built in this church, Brother Dale's always put the Lord first. And that's what we're going to continue on with. We're going to put the Lord first in all of our lives. And we're open to suggestions about doing things with the congregation, the youth, and the different ones. So if you got any ideas, then just let us know. But I want to thank the ministers, the teachers, even the media guys. And listen, after the first of the year, all this is going to be put together. We got new cameras coming. We've got a lot of new things coming that's going to help us. We'll have these screens up. But I want to thank the media guys because they spend a lot of time, too, up here when you're not here and we're not here. All the song leaders, deacons, and trustees, anybody that has anything to do, Sunday school teachers, you give your life. I sat and watched Brother Dale for years when all of us wanted to go hunting and all of us wanted to go doing this and that and the other. And my dad was in the study with the door closed. He wasn't playing video games. He was studying the Word of God to give us an opportunity. Remember, that's what he said, give us an opportunity to make it. And that's what we're going to continue to do, give each one of you an opportunity to make it. You're not going to be left behind. We're all going to make it. We just got pulled together. And like I said before, if there's anything, any needs that you have, any suggestions for the year coming up, we sure would appreciate it. Tell one of the deacons or the ministers or myself. We sure would love to help you. But I want to thank Brother and Sister Dale. Amen. Go and be my mom and my daddy. I want to thank them for everything they've done. Amen. There, everybody stand, please. Now you can clap your hands again. They give their life. And I think it's okay for them to rest for a little while. And for us to take some of the load off of them. Amen? And I think that's good. It gives them a time to rest because they give their life for the gospel. Now it's time for us to give our life to the gospel. All right, remember this as a way of announcement. Now I want to make sure everybody's up here. If anybody's downstairs, you need to come up here because we're going to give. As we leave, you're going to receive a gift from Brother Dale. And it's going to be for the children and the adults. And if you're a visitor, you will get a small gift yourself. This is for the tithe payers and the people that come to church all the time. Or, you know, not every day, but that are tithe payers and good standing of the church. You'll receive a gift. Brother Terrence and a couple of deacons will be in the back. So don't try to rush out at one time unless you want to give your money to somebody else. All right, so the gifts will be at the door. Does everybody know where the Hidden Acres, where we're going? Everybody know? All right, it's 6467 Old Gillsville Highway. Now, you got to put in Old Gillsville Highway, or it will take you to Gillsville Highway, which there is another number left. I think Brother Collie found that out, didn't you, Brother Collie? Would you? Somebody did. Somebody said I didn't put in Old Gillsville Highway. Put Old Gillsville Highway, Gillsville, Georgia. Gifts for Brother Dale, silver dollars will be there. Down there, and the it will be catered, and I think we're all going to start eating until 1 o'clock. So it's 11:38 now, and also afterwards, this has all got to be fixed back up. So if some of you brothers, when we get finished at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock down there at the venue, if you'll please come up here and just ask Brother Joe, say, what can I do to help put this thing back together? Now, if you have a long way to travel, don't worry about it. I'm talking about all of us. Here, we need to get this all pieced back together. And again, thank them one more time for this. This is wonderful. They built this thing and really put on a wonderful, wonderful. I'm just sorry that we don't have enough room to have a big production and have a stage twice this big and a roof twice this high. But we got what we got. Amen. Also, remember, Brother Bob will be speaking Wednesday night. Also, this Sunday coming up, listen, Merry Christmas. Would be the 24th on Saturday. Be careful where you're going. And Sunday, we'll have one service next Sunday at 11 o'clock. No Sunday school, just one service at 11. I know a lot of you are going to be gone, but that's okay. It's time to be with your family. But we will have a service for those that will be here at 11 o'clock, one service. Then on Wednesday, December the 29th, there'll be no service. So not this coming Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, no service, because we're going to have watch night service on Friday night, the 31st, and Brother Chris Long will be here with us, and we know a lot of you may still be gone, but we're going to be here, and we're going to sing some songs, and we're going to take communion at midnight, and we're going to hear some good preaching. So please be with us. That's from 8 o'clock at night until midnight. So that will be Friday, 8 o'clock until midnight. Everybody got that? Amen. We love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you all for coming. God bless you. Thank you for being a Christian. Because this wrapped gift is going to be unwrapped. And it's going to be unwrapped in your heart. Amen. That's what I want to see in this year coming up. So let's sing a song. We'll sanctify the food down there, because we'll get Brother Dale to pray over the food down there. And then we'll give the presentation after we eat. But like I said, we're not going to start eating until 1 o'clock. So you can go on down if you want to. Or you can hang around here and fellowship. Either way you want to do. I'm pretty sure they've probably got it open if you want to go on down there. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And you're dismissed as we sing. Tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere go. Okay, yeah. Mountain, that Jesus Christ is.
Silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth, rang out the angel's chorus. They hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere. Go mountain that is born down in a lowly manger. The humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. And go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Oh Lord, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Oh, you're shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. So high and lifted up, Lord, you're shining in the light of your glory. So pour out your power and love.
we sing.